Every Sunday we see that verse from Psalm 46 in front of us, and I want to just touch a little bit on my thoughts in Psalm 46, but I thought it would be good to read the psalm together this morning, all right? It's a wonderful psalm, and we read the Rav's verse every Sunday, "Be still and know that I am God." Let's just together read through this great psalm, and I will lead us through it and express these thoughts in God's presence. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. People think that Selah was probably a musical term for the musicians, perhaps at a crescendo or there was a pause. Someone I heard years ago says perhaps it meant think about that. I like that idea. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Think about that. Think about that. As I was thinking as to what I might say this morning as we draw to the end of the year, there's something came in my mind, the subject of fear. I was reading a book, Kay, that I got for Christmas by John Lennox, called Determined to Believe. I recommend it. It's excellent. But in this first chapter, John talks about how in 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was giving his State of the Union address in the United States. And he talked there about four freedoms that he believed were the rights of all people. And these are the freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, and freedom from fear. Freedom from fear. In a sense, the last of these is what we all want. And perhaps Roosevelt meant freedom from aggression and war and terror and dictatorship. But probably of all these four freedoms, freedom from fear is the most difficult thing to achieve, to obtain. In our eternal lives, personal anxieties and worries grip us. I tend to be a worrier. Perhaps you're a worrier too. I think it's genetic. I just got it from my mother. It comes from the Campbell side of our family. But I am a worrier. And perhaps like me, as you get older, you tend to worry more. There seems to be more to worry about. And sometimes the worries are senseless. Sometimes they're very real. And so as I was thinking about this, something else came across my mind. And I want to leave this thought with you this morning. Fear not, God is with us. That's something that really impacted me and the Christmas story. It impacted me during this week. Fear not, God is with us. As we look into the future, we'll all have fears, but yet, if God is with us, we can take these burdens and we can cast them on the Lord. That's why we read Psalm 46 this morning. And in a sense, here we have freedom from the fear of catastrophes and disasters. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. And he lists the potential disasters of the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though it's war. He's talking about all sorts of natural disaster and calamity that might come upon his nation, his people, his times, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. We will not fear. And why we will not fear as we pass through these catastrophes and disaster? Because God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. And as the psalm goes on to develop and move towards the end, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Therefore, we will not fear, not just in the good times, but at all times when we face our worst fears. Then that is when we have the strength we need And he gives us the ability to face our fears. And we live in a very unstable world. I don't know what 2017 will bring. There are all sorts of natural problems around as well as political issues. But yet, we can take the words of the psalmist to our lips this morning that God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Then, sometimes we can face insecurity and uncertainty. And here we have the freedom from the fear of insecurity and uncertainty. These words were spoken by God through his prophet Isaiah to a people who were in exile, who were far from home, who didn't know any personal stability. They had no security. They didn't know what the future would bring. God had promised to deliver them and redeem them from captivity. But yet, when was God going to fulfill his word? And their personal insecurities and uncertainties about their own future and their own stability were very much before them. And so that's when God speaks into their situation. Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And if spoken to Israel in exile, yet these words come to us today with all the insecurities and the uncertainties that we may be facing, that God has not abandoned his people. He's not forgotten his promises. Whatever circumstances he calls us to go through, he says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What a wonderful promise as we face insecurity and uncertainty. And then, of course, there can be freedom from fear of personal anxieties and worries. This text comes, of course, from the incident on the Lake of Galilee when the disciples are crossing in the midst of a storm and the sea is rough and perhaps there is danger, and suddenly Jesus, in the fourth watch of the night, came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. Into their own personal anxiety, will they reach the other side of the lake? Will the boat go down? Will they drown? Will they make it through? Jesus comes, but when they see him initially, they're terrified. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he didn't pass them by, did he? He got into the boat beside them and took them safely to the other side. Whatever your personal anxieties and worries and concerns are today, Jesus comes alongside us and says, "I'm with you. I'm with you to the end of the age." Emmanuel, God with us, is with us to the end of the age. Take heart. Sigh, I'm with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And in the storms of life, he is there to give us courage, to remove our fear, to join us in the boat, to share in our struggles. Lord, as we come to the end of a year, we thank you for the way you've led us, and we pray that we will leave this place with you as our vision, to follow you, to walk in your ways, to glorify you through our lives. That you will remove our fears, Lord, the things that we dread, the things that cause us anxiety, and grant us to reaffirm again that you are our God, and we can trust in you, and you will be with us whatever circumstances we face. So bless us as we part. Be with us during the rest of this day. Take our thanks for all your goodness to us. We praise you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.